Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Munafiqun. Now, there's primarily one text of this narrative which is found with different chains of narration, and these are primarily two chains of narration. One of them is found in Al-Wasid, which is Wahidi's tafsir, and the other one is Salawi's tafsir. So, before we I comment on the chain of narration, let me first read out its the text of the narrative to you, which is found in Al-Wasid, which is Wahidi's tafsir. The text is reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b, as indeed is the other text, and the words are, Man qara surat al-munafiqeen baraya min al-nifaq, which means that a person who recites Surah al-Munafiqeen, he will be devoid of any hypocrisy. He will be absolutely clean and filtered from this ailment of hypocrisy. As far as this narrative is concerned, it needs to be understood that Ibn Hajar has regarded to be concocted and fabricated, and therefore, of course, it cannot be accepted. And perhaps the reason for this verdict of Ibn Hajar is that the chain of narration of this narrative contains two very weak narrators, and one of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following comments in his Tehzeeb al-Kamal. Thus, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's laysa bishay, and at another place his words are za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And similarly, Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli about him says that he's laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's ghayru siqa. Abu Zura'a and Abu Hatim say that he's za'if, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash regard him to be matruk. And another opinion of Imam Nasai about him is that he's laysa bi siqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. Similarly, Abu al-Qasim al-Bawi says about him, za'if al-hadith jiddan. And another opinion of Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash about him is that he's kazzab, that he's a liar. And as I said, perhaps it is on the basis of this information that Hafiz ibn Hajar regards this narrative to be totally concocted. Now, as far as the narrative which is recorded in Salawi is concerned, as I said, the text is exactly the same. However, the chain of narration is different. But then again, here we have two different narrators who are equally weak, as I had just pointed out regarding Al-Wasi's tafsir. One of them is Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid, and the other one is Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an, about whom Abu Hatim says that he's Za'if al-Hadith, and Ibn Hibban says that he's Munkar al-Hadith Jiddan. Now, as far as Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an is concerned, who is another narrator found in the chain of narration of this narrative, he too is extremely weak. And just for example, Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following jara on him in his book Tehzeeb al-Kamal. Thus, Ibn Sa'd's view about him is that he's fihi zurf wa la yuhtajju bihi. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal has various, he has given his various points and opinions about Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an, and all of them are extremely negative. Thus, for example, he is reported to have said that he is laysa bil qawi, laysa bil shay, and za'if al hadith. All these three opinions are ascribed to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal regarding Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an. Similarly, we have a number of opinions ascribed to Yahya ibn Ma'in regarding Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an, and all of them are very negative. Thus, they are za'ifun fi kulli shay, laysa bi zakal kabi, laysa bi shay, and laysa bil hujja. So all these opinions are ascribed to Yahya ibn Ma'in, and thus this, of course, even further weakens his personality. Similarly, Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al-Juzjani says that Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an is wahil hadith, za'if, and la yuhtajju bihi. And Abu Zura says that he's laysa bil qawi, and Imam Nasai and Ibn Hajar also regard him to be za'if. So in a nutshell, we can say that both these narratives are baseless, and they cannot be correctly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and therefore they need to be absolutely disregarded. As far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, the best way to do about it is to understand the surah with a good translation, by reflecting on its message, and by communicating this message to others, and by disregarding such narratives as these, which cannot be correctly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.